and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Like many industries, nonprofits are also feeling the economic pinch caused by the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But beyond money woes, local organizations are also working to let potential volunteers and board members know that there are still safe ways to join up. Cincinnati Cares, which assists nonprofits in a variety of ways, including the matching of potential board members and volunteers, is launching a variety of opportunities over the next several weeks. So joining us now to talk about it are Cincinnati Cares CEO Doug Bolton. He's on the phone with us. Doug, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Michael, for having me. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure to have you back. And also joining us via Zoom, Center for Independent Living Options Director Rob Verenstein, who worked with Cincinnati Cares to bring in a new board member there. Rob, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon, Michael. I don't mean to correct you, but it's Festenstein.
My goodness. Thank you for that. Or I would have said Verenstein repeatedly. So feel free to correct me as we proceed. Thanks, Rob. And we also have with us Bethany. I'm going to try Bethany. Dover Spike. It's Dover Spike. All right. I'm going to try again. We've got Rob Festenstein and we have Bethany Dover Spike. She is with Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, where she is Director of Institutional Giving. And Bethany, I understand that you joined the board of Recovery Center of Hamilton County. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. Okay. And if you've got questions about joining up with a nonprofit, feel free to join our conversation at 513-419-7100. Rob and Bethany, I'll get back to you momentarily. But Doug, let's talk a little bit about this impact on nonprofits caused by the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. I think what you want to say is that there are still ways to get engaged, not just currently, but for the long haul, with some of these organizations who might need someone's skill set.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly right now, volunteers cannot engage in nonprofits the way they did pre-COVID. There's estimates that only about 15% of volunteers are doing what they used to do pre the pandemic. But because we've all learned how to use technology, there are clearly ways that you can engage as a volunteer in nonprofits, in particularly using your skills that you have as a professional or as an experienced person in the community to give nonprofits the desperate help that they need in terms of figuring out how they're going to survive this pandemic. There are estimates that 40% of nonprofits in this city, in this country, will not be able to survive this pandemic. So clearly what we're trying to encourage our volunteers to do is to get engaged using your skills, either at the board level or even pre-board level, really just calling, helping nonprofits in a way that will help them survive this. Plus, this Friday and Saturday, we actually have designed with 10 organizations, 10 nonprofits in our community, socially distanced, safe ways for people to do hands-on work. We know people are desperate to get out and help nonprofits in our community. And so in commemoration of the September 11th terrorist attacks on America, through the 911 Day program, we've put together ways for people to actually go with their families for 3 hours at a time on Friday and Saturday morning to help in our community.
And more than 300 volunteers needed for that. And we've got a link at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab with details on all the upcoming events related to Cincinnati Cares. If you're interested, let's talk with Rob Festenstein, who worked with Cincinnati Cares to bring in a new board member at the Center for Independent Living Options. Rob, what was the role that Cincinnati Cares played in bringing someone onto a board? I mean, a board is very important to a nonprofit, so this was a big decision.
Yes. Doug's organization really acted as a matchmaker of sorts for us. We were in need of a new board member for our organization, and I attended the event, and we met a wonderful woman who had a specific interest in us related to our working with people with disabilities, and she has been a wonderful addition to the board. And were it not for Cincinnati Cares and this event, we might not have ever had contact with her. She has a particular passion for people with disabilities, and it was really worth the investment of our resources to participate.
Hey, Rob, so if people are listening and thinking about maybe using their skills, not just to volunteer for a day or a weekend or something, but to maybe make a longer commitment in serving on a board at a nonprofit like yours, what are those special skills that you would hope they possess?
Well, we look for people with different backgrounds and skill sets, whether it be the nonprofit world, whether it be attorneys, bankers, CPAs, all different kinds of things. And most importantly to us are people that can open doors for us to private funding, to fundraising, to other connections. And the unique thing about Silo is we are required by law to have 51% of our board members have some type of disability. And in this case, we were able to make that connection.
Very interesting. And Bethany Dover-Spike is with Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park and joined the board of the Recovery Center of Hamilton County through this program. And Bethany, what was it that drew you to offer up your time in this capacity?
Sure. So this has been a long-term goal of mine, but I personally didn't know where to start. So I felt like Cincinnati Cares took the legwork and the guesswork out of it, cut down on the scheduling and who really needs my particular skill set and how does that line up. In particular, too, there was a broad representation of sectors from education to mental health to housing. So it just put us all in the same space together and gave us an opportunity to get to know each other and find that fit.
And so talk a little bit about the commitment that you've had to make, Bethany, for people who are listening and thinking about becoming involved. What type of commitment is it?
So it depends, which I think is the most interesting thing and why the speed dating of sorts of putting together the candidates and the nonprofits in the same room to find that fit is so important. So for my particular board role with the Recovery Center of Hamilton County, we meet monthly. Most recently, that's been through Zoom. And in the past year, the relationship has evolved to where their greatest need has been, which has been in the development community, as Rob sort of spoke to, about funding and opportunity and about awareness, about getting the Recovery Center out into the community and being able to promote them in that regard.
Doug Bolton is the leader over at Cincinnati Cares and is on the phone with us. And Doug, we know that like most industries, the nonprofit world has been economically impacted by COVID-19. But is the social distancing and its impact on volunteer opportunities and the opportunity to network and possibly join a board, has that been a bigger hit?
So, you know, clearly both Rob and Bethany spoke of events that we had hosted in 2019 to connect board candidates, connect nonprofits to each other. And so we had to know that, you know, going into 2020, you know, soon realized that the way that we had typically hosted events to do those connections was not going to be possible. So we developed a platform, a virtual connecting platform that makes that experience even better than the in-person experience. And I know for a lot of people who maybe are burnt out on the idea of spending another hour or an hour and a half on Zoom, we actually have perfected a way that makes the process of connecting and being able to have time to speak with nonprofits and make the candidate experience more efficient and likely more effective with respect to actually getting to the end result of a match than the in-person events that we hosted in the community throughout 2019. So yes, it can continue. Yes, it can work even better in a pandemic-induced environment where we're forced to use technology to make the connections. And we're excited about actually applying that formula to not only continuing to help nonprofits in our community find phenomenal board members, but also applying it to the skills work that is needed. You know, I mentioned that every nonprofit is faced with challenges these days, and so people with experience in the business marketplace can help nonprofits just just begin to think about how are they going to survive, and that alone is great counsel that nonprofits need right now. We're looking forward to connecting those many skilled volunteers in our community who want to help, and they just need a way to connect with those nonprofits who need that help.
Rob Vestenstein is the director at the Center for Independent Living Options. And Rob, in our little bit of time together, very quickly, if you could just give me your perspective on what the value is for the board members. So if people are looking to see some personal reward for the volunteerism.
Well, I think it's a non-tangible paycheck, as I like to say. It makes you feel good in the heart, and it makes them connect to an organization where they feel some passion and some interest. And at the end of their service, you know, they'll feel like they've made an impact on the people we serve and our mission.
And Bethany, in our last 15 seconds, I'll throw the same question to you.
I would say it's an opportunity to be a difference maker and to have a real impact in our community right now when we need it more than ever.
Bethany Dover-Spike from Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park and a board member at Recovery Center of Hamilton County, Rob Vestenstein from the Center for Independent Living Options, and Doug Bolton, the CEO of Cincinnati Cares. Thanks to all of you for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And we've got details on those events at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Muggs.